Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load 'em up, boys. Where's Davy Crockett when we need him?
All right, here we go. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. This is Combat Pistolcraft, and my guest professor on that is always Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. I've been having this thought that I've never asked.
That starts.
Yeah, yeah. I've been asking. I saw that you had an issue with your pickup truck.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the alternator died. Basically, the heart of the machine.
Right.
Quit. And it was only putting out like, I don't know, dude, just about 14 volts versus 15 something, 7, whatever. It just quit putting out, man. And
right.
So it sucked my battery dry, which when that happened, I was in traffic and I was not digging on it because it wasn't any one thing that was going wrong. It was everything was going wrong at one time.
Right.
And, you know, I had no power steering. That was the first thing to go. Of course, the battery light came on. Charging system needs to be addressed. The transmission went into neutral. I didn't know the transmission had its own computer controller. There was no power from the motor. I had no throttle response at all. And of course, braking, you know, you kind of had to stand on them because, you know, no power to power brakes.
Everything controlled by power or lack of it.
Yeah. And it was weird, man. But the cool thing about it was, it was actually 4th of July. I was running some errands, which were successfully completed. And I happened to coast to a stop across the street from, I think it was an AutoZone or something. So I just went over there and I got a diehard premium battery. I knew that would give me enough power to get to the house.
Right.
My primary concern was getting stuck on the Gandy Bridge, 3 mile bridge across the bay.
Right.
That would not go well. But, I had plenty of power to get to the house and then back to the, dealership. And, surprisingly, they're already done with it. They told me it'd be a couple days. But I just got off the phone with them a little earlier, and they said, come get it. So, which is cool because they gave me this Chevy Bolt.
Electric car.
All-electric car to
yeah.
as a, you know, loaner. And that's cool, man. I mean, it was a good experience, but I want my truck back.
Gotcha. Now, when that happens, right?
Right.
Like, I just bought a truck, and I'm getting ready to start doing all the traveling I was going to do in accordance with the job. You know, come down. I'm going to be coming down beating on your dig on. Hey, I'm here for my lessons. You know, that kind of thing.
All right, yeah, and this what, man? We can make
and
that happen.
When I take off on this now, In addition to having...
Well, how far are you driving?
From South Carolina.
Oh, dude. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's not just across the street. I mean, it's probably a 9-hour drive. Not a real long one, comparatively speaking, because I'm going to drive to Vegas in January.
Well, I may have misunderstood where you're located at, man, but I could have swore you were located in Colorado.
No, I'm in South Carolina.
Okay, well, then I probably drove past your house here recently.
Probably more than once.
But
when I go drive, now I have thought about this, and I've already bought like a jump pack in case I start having a battery issue. I've bought a box of tools. Yeah.
You can go ahead and get the specialty tools if you identify any required. Buy you an exact fit OEM alternator. And add those things to the pile. And I'd put a new belt in there, too. But if you want to make sure you don't get stuck in this set of circumstances, that's the only way you're going to do it, dude.
Right. Well, but the point I'm bringing up, though, is in the event that you are out and about, when you're driving around, just say around town where you live.
Right.
Do you carry anything in the car extra besides your 5 or 6 spare magazines and your weapon? Do you have anything in the car? Any sort of I wasn't planning on that kit.
Oh no, dude! I have a basic vehicle life support kit in my vehicle. So I've always had that.
Right.
I have stuff that I'll probably never need, but you know what is cool is to have it when somebody else needs it and you've got it. So,
well, I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about trying to prepare for the unexpected and the various ways that you do it. Now, I know you have your battle wagon there that would looks like it would just about go anywhere, but more than likely, if stuff does go sideways, you're either going to be sitting still at your house or you're going to be on the road.
Yeah, and basically I'm going to trailer the Kawasaki machine as far as the truck can get me.
Right.
And then I'll drive the Kawasaki machine off the trailer and go wherever I need to. I'll burn the truck and trailer in place when I break contact with it. So at a minimum, it doesn't get used against me.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. I get that. So that's what I want to talk about. And do you have any classes? How are you physically? How's your recovery?
Physically, I feel good. The funny thing about the last 3 weeks, I knew what I was doing while I was doing it, and I did it anyway, but it was more of a test. You know, I've been laid up for almost a year due to that Achilles reconstruction surgery and put on a bunch of weight, blah, blah, blah. Nothing I can do about it. And I got tired of all that. And in the process of getting back in black, I wound up burning it at both ends for the last 3 weeks, which I feel good physically. The downside to the whole gig was it was very eclectic schedule. There was no scheduling to it. Things happened when they happened, and you had to be there doing it. So, you know, sleep when you can, propped up in a chair on the ground in a sleeping bag, something, you know what I mean? But
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. When we get back, we're going to talk about trying to prepare for the unexpected with Super Dave Harrington. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normal. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a
a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington, and we're trying to find out from him, which I'm sure he's going to tell us, but find out from him what it is that he loads into his vehicle. And that's just for starters.
The vehicle itself, bro.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. My choice is basically the Chevy Colorado crew cab, two-wheel drive. It's Colorado LT, or whatever that means. I don't need a four-wheel drive. I do need a truck. So weight and balance are better for me over a standard size, like 1500 vehicle. I have a half tank rule. When my fuel gauge gets to a half tank, I top it off. And that's just so I always have fuel, period. Enough fuel to do something, at least get away. You know what I mean? The tires are expensive, man, either way you cut it. There are plenty of aftermarket fluids and solutions that you can deflate your tire. Now, this has got to be done professionally, or you can do it yourself, but do it professionally. You got to deflate your tires and add this fluid to the inside of your tires and then reinflate them, and it coats the inside of the tires with some kind of Kevlar stuff.
Right.
For minor punctures and stuff like that, self-sealant type stuff.
Right.
I've done that to all my tires, to include my spare. I have certainly more tools than I will probably ever use, both standard and metric and tools, sockets, ratchets, pry bars, breaker bars. I have a standard jack. I don't use the vehicle jack. I have a standard jack, like a 15-ton Craftsman. You wheel under there and jack it up. Jack stands, a couple of, I think there are 2.5-ton jack stands. Anything that tool-wise is required or fluid-wise is required. You got to remember, when you run things hot, man, they'll generally expand and you'll lose fluids over time, whatever. But things also get holes punched in them and leak. So you want to make sure you got, I use that. I'm not too keen on, I haven't tried the Gorilla Tape yet. It seems to be willing to perform, but duct tape, actual duct tape, the original duct tape. I don't know what's out there now, but, a couple of rolls of duct tape for hoses and tubing and stuff like that to patch it and make sure you got the fluids to go in them reservoirs. A couple of jump packs, two jump packs, and I'll tell you why, man. One jump pack, it's like a Stanley jump pack. It has options built into it that the DeWalt jump pack does not have, and vice versa, right? And the one was like $80. The DeWalt was like $150. But they're both worth having as a power source.
Sure.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
One thing that shocked me over the last couple of weeks was the amount of power needed to drive things, which kind of puts the shine of luck on me for my alternator quitting, what, the day after I got back or 2 days after I got back here. You know, it would have sucked to have my truck die on the road trip. But that didn't happen, so that's very cool. But as far as my base vehicle, all the storage space that is used right now, inside and out, is already dedicated, so the vehicle has what I feel it needs to be self-sufficient from a mobile standpoint. Kind of like, if this were to happen, I've got that covered. You know what I mean?
I do.
But you can only what if things, but you got to look at it from where you're going to be too. You know, I've gone to, I guess you could say it's a little bit of an expense to put all these mechanisms into place.
Oh, yeah.
But there's always battlefield appropriation. Like, my vehicle no longer works, I'm taking yours. It depends on the level of severity of the circumstances. You know
right.
what I mean?
I do.
If you have to get someone proper medical attention and your vehicle fails, dude, you're going to take the first thing smoking coming by, you know? Or at least convince them that they need to help you do that. But that's leading into my phase two of the vehicle support.
Well, hang on to that. Hold that thought. We're coming up on the next break. We'll get into phase two of vehicle support, talking about what happens in the unexpected moment when you're out and about, a la Super Dave. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First responders are not stopping their efforts at the site of the deadly condo collapse in Surfside, Florida.
We're able to remove 124 tons of debris, which is equivalent now to 5 million pounds of debris off the pond.
Miami-Dade Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky saying federal agencies and out-of-town rescuers are still helping search through the piles of debris. As Tropical Storm Elsa continues to head towards Florida, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is telling his state to get ready for a lot of rain.
You will see flash flooding conditions in many parts of Florida as this thing moves through.
He says the northern part of the state could get hit especially hard. However, DeSantis saying evacuations on a wide scale likely will not be needed. Find us online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News. More than 90% of troops and equipment have been withdrawn from Afghanistan. That's according to the Pentagon, which gave an update on the effort as the nation ends its nearly two-decade-long war. Seven facilities have been given to the Afghan military, but several reports say Taliban forces are gaining ground, pushing Afghanistan forces out of several districts. The Biden Center received a huge donation from a country after his campaign announcement that he was running for president.
New disclosures by the National Legal and Policy Center show the Chinese Communist government contributed to the President Biden Center at University of Pennsylvania. Documents show the organization received $50 million from China after Biden announced his presidential bid in 2018. That was an increase of 400% from previous years. It's not clear if Biden was directly involved. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kudos. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the St. Louis line, the militia line, the reformation line, the providence line. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington, and we're talking about the way he packs his vehicle just in case. Now, let me ask you a question. With this, I remember when I used to go to the field when I was in the military and all the stuff that we would carry that I never, there was a bunch of stuff I never used. Is it better to have some stuff that you might actually need with the sort of expectation that you probably aren't going to use it if you've got the room? Is that a wise thing to do?
The cool thing is I had about 10 times too much gear.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about it was I was able to loan a lot of my gear out, the extra stuff that I had, for other dudes that weren't as well as prepared as I was. So it worked out pretty good.
Now, you were about to talk about like a phase two, part two to the vehicle.
Yeah, and that's the medical stuff.
Okay.
Medical. Make sure you've got enough of it. Everybody likes to have, IFAC or individual, emergency kit, blah, blah, blah. But that's for your use. What are you going to use on other people? I've come up on a you know, in my time on the road, I've come up on a couple of bad wrecks before, and you certainly want to have enough to use to help people before you get, you know, start cutting into your own stash, so to speak. You know, what are you going to use for yourself? You know, tourniquets, multiple tourniquets, pressure bandages, to an extent, stop leak for your body, whatever they're calling it now.
The clotting agent.
Right. There's any number of reasons to stay on top of that because, I don't know, you know, the ABCs aren't the ABCs anymore.
No.
You know, things change over time, good or bad. But you got to stay on top of the medical stuff. And if you're like a certified medical person, that's even cooler. But you still have to have supplies. And therein lies the problem because, you know, a lot of medical supplies you're going to need are bulky and don't pack well, blah, blah, blah.
What about as far as their shelf date? Does that worry you, shelf date with stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. It's all life support equipment, so it's going to have, you know, to be managed as such. You know, born on dates and date time groups and all that to keep up with, especially if, you know, you're qualified to have the meds.
Right.
You know, like control meds and stuff you're going to need for pain and suffering or to prevent pain and suffering.
You said you want to have enough. How would you know what that quantity is?
You never will, man.
You never will.
You'll never know. You'll never know, man. You just got to give it your best guess. You know, how many people are you willing to take care of, including your own? There's your start point.
I would imagine that, like with a cat tourniquet, if you've got five or six of those and you're having to give out all five or six at one event, you probably shouldn't be hanging out at that event very long.
Yeah. There's, you know, a lot of different perspectives to it, though, you know. But it's you're just never going to know. You're just going to have to take your best guess, and you got to remember, man, you can only be as prepared as possible.
Right.
Where you are in that moment. You know, it's rare, unless I'm on a road trip, that I'm completely packed out. You know, there's some aspect of my kit or equipment that, you know, remains standard throughout. So I'm not going to get jacked too bad, you know, if, anything takes place. You know, I try to keep my loadout balanced. The one thing I do want to say about that is the stuff that you plan to leave in your vehicle, you might as well be willing to afford to lose it.
Right.
Because it's risk versus gain.
Right.
You're going to leave a signature by hauling that stuff to and from your truck day in, day out? No. That's a pain in the butt anyway.
Do you carry
identified that needs to be in my vehicle, then it needs to be there and remain so.
Right. What about spare fuel? Do you carry spare fuel? I mean, some of the things I see now that they've come up with to actually store some of this stuff is sort of ingenious when it comes to carrying enough stuff in case you need it.
Yeah, there's, it's an industry out there, man. Respect to how you can configure a vehicle to carry whatever, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting a couple of 4-gallon roto packs. If you're familiar with those, they're little flat gas cans that are, they might be as wide as your forearm, and you can bolt them to the inside of your bed, and then you have 8 spare gallons of fuel if you need it.
Right.
That's one of the things I'm thinking about doing. I've gone out and bought tools and packs, and I'm waiting to make this decision on the Rotopack. I'm thinking about a tonneau cover just so I can cover the stuff up. Not necessarily. So it's, you know, I'm not going to buy one of those that is a barrier, a hard shell, just something to seal it off and in that event. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm looking into all of that stuff, and at the same time, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to carry my firearm tool kit in. But we might talk about
carry a secure.
Yeah.
Is with a truck bolt, some form of truck bolt.
Yeah, that I've thought about that, and I'm looking at that, and I know you know what? We'll talk about that in the next segment. I've seen some of these systems that are out there. I mean, like I said, it's quite the cottage industry that they've got going on out there.
Right.
As far as you can with a pickup truck, it's like a set of Legos. It's like an AR-15. You can do just about anything you want to with it.
Right, no doubt.
We're coming up on the next break now. CombatSpeed.com is Super Dave's website, and this is where he plies his trade. It is a work in progress. Super Dave is rehabilitating. He is in the middle of getting everything back where it needs to be. And if you want to follow him, well, there's a few ways you can do that. You can go to Dave Harrington on Facebook. Just look for Dave Harrington. He's there. You can go over to Super Dave Harrington on Facebook. This is his commercial page. This is where his public person profile would end up. And if you want some free video lessons, well, you might look at his YouTube, Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly.
I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We've been talking about how he packs his vehicle and everything. We haven't talked about food and water. Is there any special, do you even load that up? Is that something you look as a field pickup or what?
Well, living down here, I always keep water in the vehicle anyway, man. It's just hot, you know, all the time.
Right.
So, you know, I generally try to keep at least one or two cases of water in the vehicle. Food, maybe a three-day pack, something like that.
Right.
But it's more high-energy type protein bars. Stuff like that, you know.
Small stuff.
Yeah, small, but big in respect to the calories versus the size. And, you know, it's not just calories, but the type of calories. Because you're gonna be required to burn a high level of energy for a while. So you want to make sure if you wind up in that set of circumstances, set yourself up just for the kind of calories you're going to need to carry yourself. You know what I mean?
Well, one of the things that always confused me about what I should do, and I'm still trying to figure out what the answer to this should be. Now, you know, I when I was in the military, I drank a lot of water when we would be out in the field because it was hot. I'm pretty sure I might have drank a gallon a day, but the recommendation is a minimum of a gallon a day. Now, carrying a gallon a day of water is quite the logistical challenge for anybody, even in shape.
Yeah,
you know,
doubt.
Some kid out there that's running around that he's going to be out for 5 days. If he can carry 5 gallons of water and everything else, I really just want to look at that. I'm just going to sit back and admire him. But
right.
Is it better to find something like some of these filter straws or filter bags that they make nowadays to where you can?
Oh yeah, there's all types of. Just a basic combat load of iodine tabs.
Yeah,
and know how to use them. You know what I mean? And you're good to go. But, you know, having a clean source of water is always, you know, extremely important psychologically, you know, health, physically for your health and
right.
Psychologically, you know, if you can afford to take a bath or stay clean, you know.
Yeah, those are always things that I wonder about. But the whole water thing has always been my. That's where I probably make the distinction between bugging out and bugging in. Just because of the water requirement. But
right.
Having said all of that, now you made the distinction that everything you carry, you might need to be prepared to lose.
Yeah, exactly.
There has to be a point where you decide that you're. I mean, at
if
first
I don't
blush,
walk away from my vehicle, I will have 3 days of water and chow and my guns, and I'll torch the truck as I walk away from it.
Right.
And so that, none of it can be captured or used against me.
That has to be an interesting decision-making process.
Well, actually, here's a much more interesting one.
Okay.
Let's just say the circumstances occurs, right? Well, I use my truck as bait, and then I go from there.
So you'd be using
and walking off and torching it.
Yeah.
Use it as bait first. Get something out of it, you know? But you never know, man. It depends, you know, on what the circumstances are and what are you willing to do to survive it. You know, things change when people seem to forget we're, you know, 4 to 7 days away from being the savages that we are.
Yeah. Most people don't understand that. They really don't. And I mean, even in the slow roll, like I've actually looked at what that takes, and it just takes a little bit of normalization. Like with the Nazis, you know, at the beginning when Hitler first came into power, they were not that murderous as they later became.
Oh no, not at all.
They adopted those ways because
It's amazing. Thank God they didn't get away with it.
Yeah. So, back to all of this stuff. Now, what about shelter? Do you worry about carrying any sort of shelter? See, I see a bunch of these overlanding trucks that are out there now, and I mean, some of these overlanding trucks are like little cities on a Toyota Tacoma.
Dude, a good couple of thick 10-mil tarps. And you can make a nice hooch out of anything.
Yeah.
But I've got plenty of tarps for making
would your hooch be above ground level?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't dig out a depression and sleep in the depression.
Well, it depends on what the circumstances were. If I was gonna have to dig, I'll tell you this straight up, bro. If I'm having to dig, it's a fighting position.
Right.
So yeah, circumstances would warrant that. But other than that, that's the only reason you're going to find me on the end of a shovel. I'd like to maintain my autonomy, mobility. I don't know if I could, defend in place and die in place. Sound a little too familiar.
Right.
Or just going to be flexible, you know. But other than that, it's an interesting thing, man, because, I've seen it before. I'm sure you have as well. People get overly focused on the making stuff go bang thing, and they cover down on all that, but, you know, some of the basic things are completely overlooked and become insurmountable problems immediately. So it's always, you know, good to have a plan and have a well-balanced plan.
Right. Right.
Like, you know, my plan is so balanced, I know there's, you know, like this storm's coming up on us here, and you know, people are, you know, being kind of cool, but there's people that are losing their minds, thinking, you know, it's the apocalypse and scrambling, and it's amazing to watch the psychology of it, you know. But even under legit circumstances, man, I couldn't bug out of here if I wanted to. There's too many people.
Right.
I'd have to leave 3 weeks prior to an event to get out of here.
Yeah, that's the other thing that it. You know, we don't have the time to talk about this, but I've seen this when they try to evacuate for like a hurricane on the coast. Oh, yeah. When they're trying to move that mass of people.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. What happens is people go out and park on the highway and idle their vehicles empty.
Right.
That's what happens.
Yep, they sure do. They sure do. And they don't move for days. They don't move for days. Yeah. Anyway, that's. I appreciate that. I was thinking about this when I saw your thing about your truck breaking down the other day. I was like, I bet you, Super Dave.
I ordered this other exact set alternator. I won't get caught like that again.
There you go. Thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. Take care, and hopefully I'll talk to you next week.
Roger that.
Catch
Super Dave at Combat Speed LLC, which the website there is combatspeed.com. Coming up next, it's Rob Morse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.